This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Confederate Memorial in St. Louis's Forest Park is coming down. Cranes are already at work, though it will take a while to remove the bronze and granite monument completely. It's the culmination of 2 years of promises, planning, and protests. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reminds us how we got here.
The United Daughters of the Confederacy put the statue up with the city's permission in 1914, 49 years after the end of the Civil War. It's on the north side of the park, a bit off the beaten path. But a resident of East St. Louis, Illinois, who says she goes by Lasex, has known it was there since she was a teen.
My grandparents always took us to places like this, you know, and always made sure we knew the stories and we knew what was behind it.
Former Mayor Francis Slay had heard a little bit about the monument, but didn't really think about it until someone brought it to his attention in 2015. The city joined a national conversation over Confederate symbols that gained steam after Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 parishioners at a historically black church in South Carolina that same year. Since then, Louisville and New Orleans have taken their monuments down. Baltimore and San Antonio, among others, are still debating what to do. Slay asked a commission to look at whether Forest Park was the appropriate place for St. Louis's monument.
When you read the inscription, it is very clear that this monument, in so many words, is a monument to the Confederacy. It is a monument to slavery.
The commission said no, Forest Park wasn't the right place. So Slay tried to act on that recommendation. There are a lot of logistical and engineering challenges to moving gigantic pieces of granite, and Slay just ran out of time.
I was disappointed that I wasn't able to get it done, but I'm happy to see that Lida Crewson is taking on that effort.
Crewson says she knew 2 years ago, when she was still an alderwoman and the statue was in her ward, that it needed to come down. It's a position she emphasized at a May 23rd press conference.
It's a situation that I consider to be very important and urgent, and as soon as we can make it happen, we will.
The mayor promised to have a plan by the middle of June, saying a few days ago that it wouldn't take long to execute once it was finished.
I don't know if that's a month or a few weeks, but it's not a year. It's not 6 months.
There's still a lot of unknowns about that plan. It could be paid for with a combination of public and private money, although a bill being considered by the Board of Aldermen would block the use of any taxpayer dollars. Treasurer Tashara Jones is leading a crowdfunding campaign. The monument has its supporters, like Brendan Koch, who lives in Arnold, Missouri.
I think it represents independence, and I support secession and freedom to the individual level.
But opponents appear to have won.
They would have done it already if there was leadership.
Daniel Romano is among a group of protesters that's been gathering over the last few weeks to talk to people going to concerts at the Missouri History Museum about the monument and why it should be taken down. That group includes Maria Santoyo, who came to her first protest after seeing her friends post about the memorial on Facebook.
I think if it wasn't for all these people that were out here, they wouldn't be thinking twice about this.
Romano's considered what should come next. He hopes to see the conversations about racism that the monument has sparked continue.
It's the economic oppression, it's what the police are doing, it's the model of policing we're using, and I guess these are the kind of issues that I hope would come out of the removal of this thing.
New Orleans plans to put up a public art piece where the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee once stood. Here's Mayor Mitch Landrieu on May 19th.
That is why we reclaim these spaces for the United States of America, because we are one nation, not two, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, not some.
Lida Crewson hasn't said what will happen with the Forest Park Monument or the space where it stands. But getting it down, she says, gives her the time to focus on the broader issues, like jobs, education, and policing. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.